My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us yawm al-qiyamah with Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started Surah Al-Mulk. Many of us have memorized it. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. The one who created death and life to test us, to test the one with the best of amal. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ, and he did not say أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, not the one with abundant, so many a'mal. No, he said أَحْسَن, the one with the best amal. So the matter is not about the quantity, it's about the quality of the amal. So lend me your ears, I will mention five ahadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن امرأة بغيا رأت كلبا في يوم حار يطيف بئر قد أدلع لسانه من العطش فنزعت له بموقها فغفر لها. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a prostitute saw a dog moving around a well on a hot day and hanging out his tongue from thirst. So she drew water for it with her shoe and she was completely forgiven. Second hadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأيت رجلا يتقلب في الجنة في شجرة قطعها من ظهر الطريق كانت تؤذي المسلمين. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I saw a man enjoying himself in Jannah as a reward for cutting in the middle of the road a tree that was causing harm to Muslims. Third hadith. While in a journey, a man suffered intensive thirst. He found a well, climbed down, got some water, and when he came out, he saw a dog with his tongue hanging and licking the earth out of thirst. So he said, this dog is suffering just like I was suffering. So he took his shoe and went down again in the well, putting the shoe in his mouth, taking the shoe, filling it up with water, putting it back in his mouth, climbing back and giving the dog the water. So Allah appreciated his act and forgave all his sins. Fourth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bruised in the battle of Uhud. And he was trying to ascend a rock, but he couldn't because he was very tired. So when Talha bin Ubaidullah saw that, he immediately went down on his hand and knees and made his back as a platform for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to climb on. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wajabat al-jannah li Talha. Jannah's guaranteed for Talha. Fifth, a person walking along the path saw a branch of a tree blocking the road. So he removed it so it will not harm the Muslims, and he was admitted to Jannah. All except the hadith of Talha are in Sahih Muslim. My brothers and sisters, these are five different incidents to five different people in five different locations. But they all have one theme, and that is the path to Jannah is not always the obvious one. The path to Jannah is not always the obvious one. Never for a moment that any of these five people thought by this simple action or that simple action will mark the happiest day of their life. My brothers and sisters, what these examples made clear is that the outer size of the deed is irrelevant. Rather, the key ingredient that raises us above others or drop us below others is the presence of sidq in the amal, is the presence of truthfulness in that action. Keep in mind that not every prostitute that gives water to a dog is going to Jannah. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said about that specific hadith, this was a woman that provided water to the dog while possessing pure iman. So it is not necessarily the deed itself that will decide where are we going, but rather the state that we are in when we are performing that deed. It's not about the size. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Protect yourself from the hellfire even with half a date. Because sometimes when we are in a fundraising and a brother donated $100,000, so the guy who wants to give 500 would say, what is my 500 going to do? So he changes his mind and he never gives. Ya Habibi, this 500 of yours could be better than millions of dollars someone else gave. It depends what was your intention, what state you were in when you decided to give that money to that orphan or to that widow or to that cause. It's not, especially with Allah Azza wa Jalla, ya akhwan, it's not about the quantity. It's about this amal. Where is it coming from? My brothers and sisters, a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he took his shahada. And they went into a battle. After the battle is over, some of the companions came and gave him his share from the booty of war. So he said, what is this? They said, this is your share. We were victorious, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered us to divide all this among the soldiers. He took his share and went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I did not follow you for this. I did not follow you for this. I followed you so I can go to the battlefield and get hit by an arrow that goes right here and get out from here and die fi sabilillah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, in sadaqta Allah, sadaqak. If you are truthful about your intention, Allah will be truthful with you, will give you whatever you want. Went to another battle. And after the battle was over, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going around checking. And he saw him. He said, Ahuhu, is this him? They said, yes, ya Rasulullah. He was dead with an arrow coming here, coming out from his back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sadaqa Allah fa sadaqa. He was truthful to Allah. So Allah granted him what he wanted. My brothers and sisters, sometimes We put a lot of effort on a'mal, on actions that are accompanied with riya'. Riya', listen carefully, riya', showing off, destroys, shatters the amal, no matter how big it is. Because somebody might say, is it possible that somebody donated $10 billion and it's not accepted? 100%. If that intention was to show off to the people around, I am a kareem, I am a generous person, look at me. Zero. لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ. When you associate a partner with Allah, that donation was supposed to be to Allah. Now you have somebody else with Allah. Multiplied by zero. It's about the sidq, the truthfulness and the sincerity of the amal that will either will elevate the amal or will destroy the amal. Allahumma rizqna al-ikhlas fi al-qawli wal-amal. Qulu qawli hadha astaghfirullah fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. Bismillah wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. So let's reflect, each one of us here, let's reflect and ask themselves, do I have a deed that was done strictly for the pleasure of Allah? A tear in the middle of the night in privacy that fell when you remembered Allah. That could be the reason to enter Jannah. A smile that you put on your brother's face because he was so depressed and you sat down and you gave some of your time to ease things for him or her. This moment could be a haram desire that you craved, but then you suppressed for Allah's pleasure. It could be a woman passing by half naked and there was nobody around you that knows you, and you could have stared and enjoyed the moment, but you lowered your gaze for the pleasure of Allah. That could be the reason to enter Jannah. Because in front of me, people, it's easy to lower the gaze. You're alone. You're in a foreign land. You're on a vacation. No one knows you. But you did it just for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. It could be an anger that you controlled just for the sake of Allah. And you could have let it go. But you remembered the reward of al-kadhimin al-ghayz, the one who control their anger. My brothers and sisters, it could be some food you gave to a hungry person. It could be something that you favored others over yourself, ithar. You know, I was mentioning the other day, the Sahaba, subhanallah, when the Muhajireen came to Medina and it was time to collect the dates, the season to collect the dates, the Ansar picked up all the dates and they took them to the Muhajireen to choose first. They don't want the Muhajireen to feel the Ansar took the good ones and gave us the bad ones. So the Ansar took all the dates and presented them to the Muhajireen and they said, Ya Muhajirin, take whatever you want, and whatever is left, we will take it. This is an amazing amal, right? Listen to what the Muhajirin did. The Muhajirin took the bad ones and gave the rest to the Ansar. I don't know who's good, who's better than who. Sometimes it's very simple amal, very simple action. A person that you fed, Allah blessed you with wealth, and you heard that your brother is in dire need, he's in debt, and you went behind his back and paid his debt. And when he went to pay his debt, the guy told him, it's taken care of. Who? He did not mention his name. Allahu Akbar. This is what we're talking about. You know, there was a story of, it's mentioned a lot, about Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid. What she did once is she provided water to the Hajjis in Mina. You know, at that time, she made all the arrangement that water will be easy to get for all the Hajjis. Yani, water by itself is the best sadaqah. And to the Hajj, subhanAllah, this is amazing. So she did the whole process. Allahu A'lam, how much did that cost? And after she died, someone saw her in a dream. He said, Ya Zubaydah, how's things? What's going on? She said, Alhamdulillah, I am in Jannah. She said, is it because of the thing of water that you did to Mina? She said, no. It was because of two short rak'ah in the middle of the night. Two short rak'ah of qiyam in the middle of the night. Because we always, oh, this is the big one. Like, subhanAllah, like Bilal, when he was asked, what do you think it was that I saw you in Jannah? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, what do you think it was? Ya Bilal, what do you think it was that led you to Jannah? I heard your footsteps in Jannah. He did not say, Ya Rasulullah. I was screaming, Ahad, Ahad. And I was in the heat of the sand and they were torturing me. He said, Ya Rasulullah, maybe because I pray two rak'ah after every wudu. So, Ya Akhwan, the theme of today's khutbah is do not belittle any amal. Do not leave any stone unturned when you have an opportunity to do something. Sari'u, sabiqu, rush, race. When you have an opportunity to visit a sick brother, when you have an opportunity to go to a janazah, when you have an opportunity to help somebody who's behind in his rent, run and race. I woke up in the morning today with my very dear brother, 52 years old, with 8 children. He was coming back from LaGuardia to Dallas, and he died in LaGuardia. And he's a cardiologist and died from a heart attack. So do not keep wasting time tomorrow, later, after I get married, after Ramadan, when I come back from Hajj. He was coming and they were all going to Umrah tonight. Everything was canceled. We keep delaying and delaying. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? He did not know at all last week when he went to New York that that was the last time he sees his children. And the children did not know that was the last time they see their father. Go back home and hug your father, hug your mother. Take advantage that they're still above the ground. Only we remember them when they go under and we wish and we say, Ya Allah, bring them back so I can hug them. Bring them back, Ya Allah, so I can please them. But it's too late. It's too late. It could be that hug. Is that, yes, mama. It could be that, yes, baba. It could be that small favor that you did to your parents. Could be that ticket to Jannah. But most of the time we wake up when it's too late. May Allah have mercy on my brother and all the brothers and sisters that passed away. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه.
اللهم ارضى عنا يا رب العالمين، اللهم لا تتوفانا إلا وأنت راض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.